There I was on the USS Bash. We arrived off of Okinawa for screening and radar picket duty. We were always on high alert, just waiting and waiting for something to happen. On May 13th, 1945, about a month into what is now known as the Battle of Okinawa, the sky turned black and filled with Japanese dive bombers. All of a sudden, what looked like 1,000 planes came right at us. I happened to be in a gun turret, not mine, when all hell broke loose. My crew was positioning me, and my only thought was, just shoot. I don't know whether I shot the plane or if the plane just smacked right into the boat, but I do know I came to in the middle of the ship with two doctors standing over me and a huge gash on my leg. The older doctor wanted to chop my leg off at the knee, while the younger doctor was arguing if he could save the leg. The older, outranking doctor made the final decision to amputate it, but when he left, the young surgeon did his best to save my leg. Thankfully, he did, because the whole time I was pleading for my leg to be saved. I started to notice that as more men were injured, they were being dragged towards the aft of the ship. Eventually, there was no more boat, and I was thrown into the Pacific Ocean, floating adrift. I was picked up and brought to shore by tugboats manned by the Marines. The Navy was flying injured men back to Pearl Harbor, and on the first attempt, the plane was shot down. We landed in the water, where ships brought us back to shore to try it all again. On the second attempt, the engines of the planes caught fire, and we landed on a nearby island. The third time, the Navy wisened up and assembled a destroyer escort to bring us back to Hawaii. I would spend the next 3 years in Navy hospitals. That was the account of my grandfather, a World War II Purple Heart recipient who was one of 18 million veterans who took up the needle and thread that wove our nation's freedom. These men and women have contributed to uniting us under the flag sewn by their service. They chose to sacrifice not only with their hearts, but with their lives. We need to see their actions and let them be a demonstration of how we should live our lives. Veterans have defined our core characteristics, paved the path of progress, and made our lives possible. The amount of courage, sacrifice, dedication, and selflessness they showed to preserve the American dream has become the core characteristics of our nation. These characteristics are a representation of the true American heart and are the unbreakable seams that are America's tapestry of freedom. The America we see today is upheld by the standard of perfection required by the military. We are only possible because they never stop striving for the best, the biggest, or the newest. As citizens, we aspire to take characteristics of who they are and apply those to our lives. We want to be more courageous. We want to be strong enough to make sacrifices. We want to be so dedicated to a mission that nothing else matters, and we want to be selfless enough to be willing to lay our lives down for a great cause. Today's veterans are an encouragement for progress. Our veterans' valor grants us the hope to overcome any obstacle placed in front of us. They have taken down large empires, tackled regimes, and conquered terrorism. Therefore, we know we can take down our fears, tackle large assignments, and conquer our minds because they did it first. Veterans have incited us to break through the bondage of our struggles, wave the fabric of our freedom, and inspired us to take pride in our America. Veterans created seams of unity through their achievements. The seams crafted from their hope can be stretched, but never ripped. Veterans have allowed us to become the greatest nation on earth because they were willing to. Well, you can fill in the blank with just about anything because they were willing to do just about anything. From America's beginning, veterans have been the cornerstone of our freedom. They give the words of the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution their meaning because of the price they were willing to pay. Veterans have given everything from their mental health to their very lives. We cannot thank veterans enough, but we can remember their sacrifice the next time we face hardship. Since veterans have done their duty, it is now time to do ours by not letting their work and impact go to waste. They created and wove those seams of freedom, but it is up to us and how we decide to use the fabric placed upon us. We cannot thank them enough, but we can honor them by living our lives to our fullest ability and understanding what we do is because of them. These are our veterans, and that is why they are important.